This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
All right, so check it out. You know how we talk about all the weird stuff they sneak into our food, our air, or even our clothes? Yeah, it turns out most shirts are basically made of plastic. You're sweating in chemicals, man. That's why I switched to Hypernatural. It's wild. They make their fabric from jade stone and crab shells. Yeah, you heard me right. Jade and crab shells. The jade keeps you naturally cool, like literally drops your skin temp down a few degrees. And the crab shell fibers, they fight odor and help your skin stay fresh all day long. So you can wear it longer, wash it less, and not smell like a dirty old gym towel. They use a fancy cotton, mother-of-pearl buttons, and zero junk. No polyester, no chemical dyes, and none of that synthetic garbage. It's clean, it's sustainable, and honestly, it's just cool gear. You can wear it anywhere, the gym, the range, whatever, and it looks legit. Go to hypernatural.com and use my code ZEROSIGNAL at checkout and you'll get yourself 20% off. And get yourself the cleanest, most comfortable shirt you've ever worn. That's Hypernatural, nature engineered for comfort.
Before this episode ends, you're going to hear my voice get replaced by an AI clone. And I'm betting you won't notice when it happens. If you do, drop a comment and tell everyone the exact moment you think I swapped my voice out. Because right now, a stranger can lift just a few seconds of your voice from TikTok, a podcast, even a voicemail, and make your family believe you're in danger. It's called a virtual kidnapping scam. And tonight, we're diving into real stories of people who lived through it. Parents who heard their children begging for help. Families who wired money to save someone who wasn't really in trouble. Companies that lost millions because their CEO's voice was cloned. It's happening everywhere. And the scariest part isn't the technology. It's how human it sounds. I'm David Green, and this is Zero Signal Shorts. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow. And join us every Tuesday at 6 a.m. Eastern for our full-length deep dive episodes.
County woman says she was targeted in an elaborate scheme that turned out to be a really sophisticated AI-powered hoax. Tonight, 8 on Your Side is taking a deeper look into the capabilities of AI and how you can stay protected. News Channel 8's Nicole Rogers spoke with a tech consultant and joins us now live in Tampa with the very latest. Nicole.
Powell, that tech consultant is not only shedding light on how you can avoid a scheme like this happening to you, but also showing some other areas where predators could be taking advantage of you. It's a mother's worst nightmare, hearing your daughter's crying voice on the other end of the phone saying something terrible happened.
There is nobody that could convince me that it was not. I know my daughter's cry. Even though she's an adult, I still know my daughter's cry.
Sharon Brightwell says the woman on the line claimed she'd been in a crash, that she hit a pregnant driver while texting. A person posing as a lawyer jumped on, saying bail would be $15,000 in cash. So she gave it to them, but later got a call from a family friend.
She had my daughter on three-way, and I hear my daughter's
It turns out the entire thing was a lie, likely powered by artificial intelligence.
One thing AI can do much, much faster than we can is learn the patterns of voices.
Tech consultant Joey Davila says AI has the capabilities to mimic not only your voice, but video too. So how can you spot the red flags?
Despite the fact that they're using AI, all of it is a high-tech veneer on top of classic con artist schemes. And the most important one that they use, the one that works so well in their favor, is urgency.
When I first heard my clone voice speak, it sent a chill through me. It wasn't eerie because it sounded robotic. It was eerie because it didn't. The pauses were mine. The tone was mine. Even those half breaths between words were perfectly familiar. For a moment, I forgot I wasn't listening to myself. My voice rebuilt by an algorithm. My voice fingerprint perfectly forged. A clone voice isn't cool tech. It's a weapon. It can steal, deceive, and terrify. Because if your voice can be faked, a stranger can stain your life.
Hello, I'm not a real person, and that's the point. Tonight's episode is a little different and a little more important.
Artificial intelligence, or AI, can make fake things seem very real, just like everything in this video.
Online scams are easier now because AI videos make things look so real, like this whole place. As AI video technology gets better, scammers will use it to trick people. Here are some things to watch out for.
Ma'am, I see multiple threats on your computer. I need access immediately to secure your files. Nope, I'm fake.
We've detected suspicious activity on your account. Can you tell me your login information? Just kidding, I'm fake.
These miracle hearing aids are only $14.99 today. Click the link below and order now. Nope, I'm fake, just like these hearing aids.
We just need to confirm your Medicare number to update your benefits for this year. No, not really.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million. You just have to pay the small claiming fee today. Nope, I'm fake.
We're raising funds for a sick parishioner. Can you send me some Apple gift cards? Nope, I'm fake.
Can you believe these concert tickets are so cheap?
No, they are fake, just like all of this.
Most of these scams only work if you respond quickly and without thinking. Don't fall for it. Take a moment to assess the situation.
Videos will be made and shared in the hopes of getting people to do things or feel a certain way. Be careful.
We're collecting donations for wildfire victims. Can we count on you?
Nope.
I'm fake.
It looks like I stole these donuts, huh? Nope. This is all fake.
They can make me say anything. For example, I don't know my rear end from a hole in the ground. See what I mean?
Did you know the candidate kicks puppies?
Nope. That's fake, and so are we.
If you think it looks fake, it probably is. Trust your gut.
If you mix bananas, pickles, and ice cream, you'll get sick. Be careful of online nutrition advice.
This tech is only getting better. We can even imitate people you know and love. Be careful.
Grandma, it's me, Billy. I'm in jail and I need to get bailed out. Please send cash now.
Nope, I'm fake.
I miss you, baby. If I could just get that plane ticket, we'd finally be together. Nope, I'm fake.
Hello, handsome. Just send me the money for the trip, and I'll come see you. Nope. Sorry, I'm fake.
What can you do?
If you're not sure if something is real, ask someone you trust.
Again, everything in this video is fake. Our voices, what we're wearing, where we are, all of it fake.
If you think you've been the victim of a scam like any of these, don't be embarrassed. Contact your local law enforcement right away.
In early 2023, an Arizona mother picked up her phone and heard her 15-year-old daughter sobbing, gasping, begging for help, her whole body locked up. She heard a man's voice demanding ransom, $1 million, dropping to $50,000 if she wired it immediately. Don't hang up, he said. Keep this secret, he said. Minutes dragged like hours before she learned her daughter was actually safe at a ski race. The voice she'd heard had been cloned from short clips online. Her maternal reflex weaponized. Around the same time in Florida, a mother named Sharon answered a call from her daughter. At least that's what it sounded like. A frantic voice, crying that she caused a crash and that hurt a pregnant woman. A man claiming to be a lawyer stepped in. Bail money. Now. Sharon withdrew $15,000 and sent it on. Only later did she learn her daughter was fine, at work. The voice that made her panic was a clone, and she couldn't tell the difference. That's what these scammers do. Hijack your love, not your logic. Because when it's someone you die for, your brain doesn't analyze, it simply reacts. And these scams are spreading. In California's Coachella Valley, elderly residents have been getting calls from what sounds like their children or grandkids. Dad, it's me. Help. the voice is right. The panic is right. And nearly everyone falls for it. Studies show 90%+ of people can't tell the difference between a clone voice from the real thing, especially when emotion floods the line. One man wired $25,000 after hearing what he swore was his son's terrified voice, but it wasn't. Across the world, in India, an elderly man received a WhatsApp call from what sounded like his relative overseas. The voice said his mother needed urgent heart surgery, begged for help, and within minutes, the man transferred a bunch of rubies, about $1,200. The call was fake. The voice was a clone. It's a global problem now, traveling across borders at the speed of empathy. These calls work because voice is memory. We recognize each other in the dark by breath and rhythm. A good clone doesn't just mimic sound. It captures timing, hesitation, even the way a person leans on vowels. That's the fingerprint our ears trust. And that's what gets used against us. This isn't only a family problem. It's a born room problem. In Hong Kong, an employee joined what looked like a routine video call with his company CFO and team. The voices and faces all checked out. The instructions were very clear. Move funds. Keep it confidential. $25 million vanished before anyone realized the entire meeting had been a deepfake. Faces and voices completely synthetic. Back in 2019, a UK energy executive took a phone call from someone who sounded exactly like his boss. The accent, the tone, the phrasing, it all matched. The caller ordered an urgent transfer of over 200,000 euros. He obeyed. As it turns out, the boss was an AI-generated voice. This was the first headline case of its kind. We've been playing catch-up ever since. The scammer script rarely changes. Urgency, secrecy, authority. Don't hang up. Keep this a secret. Wire it now. When urgency wears the voice of someone you love or someone you worked for, doubt dies first.
$25,000 is now out of my wife and my retirement savings. Gone.
He fell victim to an old scam with a very new twist. Crooks using artificial intelligence to rip people off. Welcome back. I'm Mark Brown.
I'm Giovanna Lotta. You're watching Eyewitness News at 5, live on ABC 7, Hulu, and wherever you stream. We often report on phone scams that con artists use to get at your money. Now they're taking advantage of AI to make their scams even more believable.
Eyewitness News reporter Carlos Granda explains how it works and what you can do to avoid becoming a victim in this 7 on Your Side investigation.
I look like a fool, I feel like a fool, but I don't care. I want to help everybody that I can possibly help.
Anthony, who doesn't want to give his last name, says that's how he feels after he was scammed out of $25,000. It all started when he got a phone call that he believed was from his son.
Dad, I had a horrible accident. I ran into a woman who was pregnant, carrying a child inside of her. She was rushed to the ICU.
He says after a short conversation, he hangs up and gets another call from someone who says his name is Michael Roberts and he's a lawyer. He then tells Anthony he needs $9,200 for his son's bail.
He said, you need to get $9,200 as fast as you can if you want your son out of jail. Otherwise, he's in for 45 days.
Anthony says he did try to call his son back to verify all of this, but the call went to voicemail, so he assumed it's because he really was in jail. So Anthony rushes to the bank to get the money. He says to avoid suspicion or any holdups, he tells the bank it's for a solar panel installation, and they approve it. He then gets home and asks his daughter to call the person identified as Michael Roberts.
And she says, we've got the money. What do we do now? He said, don't worry, someone will be at the house. It'll be an Uber car any minute. And with that, there's an Uber car.
This surveillance video shows as his daughter takes the money out in a manila envelope. They check the license plate and the driver to make sure it is a legitimate Uber driver. She hands over the money and the driver leaves. Then the phone rings again. This time, a different man who says his name is Mark Cohen, and he's another attorney involved in the case. He says the pregnant woman died.
The bail has been raised, Mark Cohen says, another $15,800 to $25,000.
So they repeat everything again, getting more money out of the bank and giving it to yet another Uber driver who picks up the second package. Anthony says as things calm down, they start searching the internet and doing research, and his daughter tells him the bad news.
And says, Dad, I hope I'm wrong. I think you have just been scammed out of $25,000. never even crossed my mind.
Police say this type of scam is not new. Variations on it have been around for years. But they say now using new technology, those calls or notifications can appear more realistic than ever.
The scammers are just becoming more clever.
What makes these scams so devastating isn't just the tech. It's biology. Your body hears distress or authority and floods with adrenaline. Logic slows. Scammers know this. They don't need perfect audio. They just need to reach you before reason does. And it's not just home phones. Businesses are bleeding money too. In 2024, engineers at a UK firm sat through what they thought was a real Zoom meeting. Familiar voices, familiar faces, every one of them faked. Millions moved, no alarms tripped. It was the corporate version of a family scam. Same con, different stakes. Let's talk about what to do when it happens to you, or perhaps before it does. Rule one, breathe. Seriously, the first breath slows the panic. Rule two, hang up. Even if it feels wrong, hang up. A real emergency survives a callback. A fake one doesn't. Rule three, call a known number, not the one that just called you. Rule four, have a family code word. Make it goofy, unforgettable, something you never say by accident. If your son or your sister can't give it up, hang up. Rule five, when money enters the conversation, the bar of proof skyrockets. Two voices, two verifications, always. These sound like small things, but they're not. They're breaks, and breaks save lives and savings alike. Law enforcement keeps finding patterns. Calls arrive at vulnerable hours, late afternoon, when people are tired. Travel days, when kids are unreachable. Practice nights, when you expect to miss calls. The Arizona mother's story hinged on exactly that. Her daughter was at a ski race. The scam fit the moment perfectly. That's the art, exploiting gaps in normal communication. In Coachella Valley, scammers target grandparents between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. when isolation peaks and the body's decision-making slows. In India, they time WhatsApp calls to hit just after bank hours, so victims can't confirm until morning. They know the rhythms of our lives better than we do. Technology is trying to fight back. Caller ID authentication can flag spoofed numbers, but it can't detect cloned voices. Some banks are adding voice print verification, but the paradox is obvious. When your voice can be forged, voice print security becomes a liability. Lawmakers are slowly catching up, recognizing voice as personal property, your voice likeness protected under law. But legislators move slower than innovation, and the bad actors, they don't wait. So the best defense is cultural, a cultural form of verification. In families, that means no shame in hanging up and calling back. In offices, it means written approvals for wire transfers and no single point of authorizations. In schools, it means no voice-only identity checks for exams or credentials. It's not paranoia, it's hygiene.
Hello, Abigail. I love you so much, darling. I had to make this video to make you happy, my love.
Well, it looks like him. It even sounds like him. But what if we told you this is not actually General Hospital actor Steve Burton? And the video is being used to trick you for your money. One woman believed she was speaking directly with the soap opera star and assumed she had video proof, but in reality, she was being duped by thieves with zero connections to the actor.
Take a look at the videos for yourself. It's easy to understand the confusion. Can you tell which one is the real Steve Burton? The one on the left is him, while the one on the right is an artificial intelligence version.
Eyewitness News investigative reporter Kevin Ozbeck here to explain this scam. Wow, Kevin.
Yeah, Mark and Michelle, has artificial intelligence now become so good and so advanced, you can no longer truly tell what is real and what is fake? Well, a South LA family sure thinks we've now reached that point. A woman turned to Seven On Your Side investigates after her mom lost tens of thousands of dollars and even sold her home, all because her mother thought the star of General Hospital was deeply in love with her.
I'm sickened by it because it went this far. Why didn't I know this? Why didn't I see what was happening? What did I miss?
Vivian Rublicaba wishes she knew sooner what her mother Abigail was doing online and what Abigail was texting to the scammer who sent her there.
Hello, Abigail. I love you so much, darling. I had to make this video to make you happy, my love.
To General Hospital fans, this face and voice are instantly recognizable as the likeness of Steve Burton.
We're going to be there to stop him, one way or another.
Burton has played the leading role of Jason Morgan since 1991 and is a fan favorite. Tech experts we showed this video to believe it was created with AI.
And you should always know that nothing will ever make me hurt you or lie to you, my queen.
Identical to him, so I understand why she fell for it.
After Abigail received similar videos in her Facebook DMs in October of last year, she thought the real General Hospital star was in love with her. The scammer moved the conversation over to WhatsApp, where he told Abigail, I want to live the rest of my life with you. Steve Burton and Abigail Burton sounds like a dream come true. And you're my wife.
In her head, there was no scammer. She was talking to Steve Burton the entire time.
Vivian says her mother has suffered with mental illness and bipolar 1 disorder for years. And she says that's why when the scammer, posing as the soap star, texted her mom that he lost properties in the LA fires, Abigail believed him. Abigail was also fooled with texts like this. The beach house is something we will love, baby. Thinking Steve Burden needed money so they could buy a home to share together, her mother, according to an LAPD incident report, sent the scammer at least $81,304 in gift cards, cash, and Bitcoin.
Now she's in complete debt, and now she's going to have to file for bankruptcy.
But it gets even worse. Earlier this year, Abigail texted the scammer, "I remember you had suggested to sell the place. I said no. Now, I don't care." The scammer replied, "If selling the place is what will give us a fresh start and bring us closer to where we both want to be, then I am behind." Abigail then sold her condo in Harbor City for $350,000. Vivian learned of all this right in the nick of time.
Had I not intervened when I did, she was scheduled to send the scammer $70,000 out of that money that was sitting there. She's ashamed. I know she is. And to put that stress on me, on herself, on my dad, the entire family, I know it weighs heavy on her.
And unfortunately, the living, breathing Steve Burden has heard of stories like this before.
How many women do you think have fallen victim to this?
Oh, that I know of?
Yeah.
I mean, that I know of lost money, it's in the hundreds.
Burden says here on his verified Instagram account, he sees scammers responding to fan comments to lure them to other pages where they are eventually asked for money.
Now, let's set with the emotional aftermath. Because numbers don't tell it. Victims talk about guilt. How did I fall for that? But trauma fits better. They replay every sound, the cry, the breath, the silence before the line went dead, the sound of their loved ones being weaponized. That's a memory that doesn't fade easily. It replaces trust with suspicion, and suspicion corrodes ordinary life. I promised to tell you how little it took to build my voice clone. I used 20 seconds of clean audio, less than a sip of coffee. In a few minutes, the software produced a model that could say things I never said. It wasn't perfect, but it didn't need to be. If you were scared or tired or desperate, you'd believe it. That's the terrifying simplicity of it. We can't put the genie back in the bottle. Voice cloning isn't going away, and it's actually only getting better. But we can get smarter, slower, and less predictable. The key is friction. Build friction into your habits. Hang up, call back, verify, add code words, layer proof. These little pauses are how we survive the illusion of immediate failure. When you strip it down, these scams work because sound used to mean truth, and voice on the other end of a line meant presence. Now it just means possibility, real or perhaps fake. Hearing used to be believing. Today, hearing needs a second opinion. Our voices carry trust. They carry memory. They carry us. When that can be copied, that boundary between person and machine blurs. The only way back is to reteach ourselves to pause, to question even when it feels familiar. So the next time your phone rings and panic walks through your ear, just breathe. Ask a question only your person would know. Call back. Verify before you act. Because yes, they cloned my voice. They can clone yours too. The question isn't whether we can stop the technology. It's whether we can live wisely with it. Wisely enough to refuse the lie, even when it sounds exactly like somebody we love. And it doesn't stop there. Voices can be unpredictable. You hear them on the phone, you can't see a picture to corroborate the findings. But guess what? AI is cloning your likeness as well. It can be done simply, easily, and quickly. I can make it look like you, make it sound like you, persuade you to do whatever I want. Because you love that image and that sound, but you can't believe everything you see or hear. You have to use discernment, or you'll find yourself being taken advantage of. At Zero Signal, we want to protect you. Remember to pause. Remember to have discernment. Remember to think, to call back, and be ready. Because everybody out here, at least, has been attempted to be scammed once. So be wise. I'm David Green, and this is Zero Signal. Remember to join us every Tuesday at 6 a.m. for our full-length deep dive episodes into the strange, the unknown, and the conspiracies shaping our world. If this story helped you, share it with someone who needs to hear it before their phone rings. And remember, pause, breathe, verify.